Muslims than they do towards Israel. And so the Sunni mosques, specifically Saudi Arabia, are going to offer bases and refueling capacity for the Israelis when they attack Iran. Then, of course, I was sent a copy of an article, speech recently given by John Bolton. I don't know how many of you remember who John Bolton is, but he was the American ambassador to the United Nations. And but you have to understand, he's part of the Council on Foreign Relations. So when he speaks, you ordinarily feel that he's reflecting what they believe. And of course, this was basically that because Israel was going to attack Iran, it was not a matter of if, but when. And they really had no choice but to do it. It was either, they had two choices, bad and worse, and they would be better off to do bad and get it done as quickly as possible. Is this going to happen? And quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I mean, but I would like to suggest that you make your plans accordingly, because if Israel does strike Iran, now if Iran was smart, they would do absolutely nothing. They would not retaliate. They would do nothing. But the Iranians have talked about, you know, if certainly they were attacked by the little Satan, that they would retaliate against the little Satan and against the great Satan, the United States. Mm-hmm. And they are continue making that statement that they will attack the United States. And is it going to happen? I really don't know, but you really should start making your plans if it is going to happen, and hope and pray it doesn't. But if it doesn't happen, it does happen. You want to be prepared. And that's one reason why we have Thomas with us tonight. Hi, Thomas. How are we doing?
Hey, Stan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Of course, Thomas works for the freeze-dry guy, and of course, his whole concept is people ought to be laying in freeze-dry food. I agree with that. You pick up the story and explain to them why they should be getting the food and what foods they ought to be getting.
Well, Stan, these are truly, every time we get together, there's another world crisis happening, and I think we both know, and everybody who pays attention to the news for as long as we've been alive, the Israelis don't mess around. The Israeli army is a pretty powerful example of preparedness. They are prepared for battle on all fronts, and I agree with you, it wouldn't be any kind of a surprise should they get into a conflict with Iran. But it's proof that any event like this can turn the world on its axis. And you need to have a preparedness plan for your own self, for your own family. And you could say, well, you know, Israeli conflicts are pretty far away from where I am in the United States. Yes, they are. But there will still be ramifications here. And we've got plenty of things happening right in our own country that leave everyone with solid reason to be prepared.
And of course, my feeling is far better to be prepared and find that nothing happens than not to be prepared and have this terrible thing take place and a retaliation against the United States. And if you listen to what the Iranians are saying, they say if they're attacked, they're going to, of course, respond against America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
This is Dr. Stan, and Thomas is simply saying, you know, it's certainly not external threats. We have, of course, hurricanes and typhoons, and certainly there's a major storm on the East Coast now. There was a major storm certainly in the Southwest last week, and basically you never know when something like that comes up, whether or not you may be cut off from the certainly from your grocery store for a few days, or it might even be a longer period of time. So basically you want to be prepared, and you want to have food and water, a means to protect yourself on hand, shelter. You want to stop and think about all these things beforehand and not suddenly once it's happened. And of course, whether you get certainly dehydrated food or freeze-dry food, ordinarily all it needs is simply to add water. Thomas, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization, Freeze Dry Guy? And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And suddenly you want to be sure that you have all the information and you've thought these things through, and whether it is something of an external nature or something as Iran suddenly attacking Israel or perhaps even launching an EMP attack on America, which is almost what they've threatened. They've never mentioned EMP, but they have said that if they attack America, America will never be the same again. Go up in the internet, Google in, Iran threatens to attack the United States, threatens to destroy the United States, something like that. Well, how could a little Iran possibly ever hope to hurt the greatest nation in the world, unless, of course, it was by something like an EMP attack that would wipe out our electric supply? And we are susceptible to it. Every effort has been made to block us from being prepared for just that sort of event. Well, what's the difference between the freeze-dry food and the dehydrated food, and which should people get?
Well, it comes down to a matter of choice. Certain foods are better for the dehydrated process. Other foods are better for the freeze-dried process. So like right now, for example, we've got dehydrated beans on sale. We're calling it a beans blowout. But so you can get a case of 6 number 10 cans of pinto beans, baby lima beans, and red chili beans. Six big cans to last you a long time for just $97, and that includes free shipping from us. So beans are a staple of many emergency preparedness plans, and they're good for the dehydrated process, whereas beets and chicken and fruits and other vegetables are really good for the freeze-dried process. And in this process, as much as 98% of the moisture is removed from fresh food, and then the food is sealed in either cans or Mylar pouches, and so that all the good stuff that you want is locked in on this food. It's preserved for you, and all you do is add water, wait a few minutes, and it quickly rehydrates. And the nutrients and the taste and the appearance, everything is preserved. So it's great food to have for emergency preparedness, but it's also good for camping, sailing, other outdoor activities. And, you know, sometimes, Stan, things happen in life where the emergency may not be worldwide. It may not be nationwide. It may not even be in your entire community. The emergency may just be in your own family. And if you lose your job and you don't have another one lined up, that's an emergency. And having food stored for such an occasion can give you a tremendous amount of confidence and comfort. It allow you to save some money because you've already, you know, put in the investment. So the emergencies could come on any number of fronts. And this food is going to be there for when you do need it or when you do want it, because the shelf life is going to be guaranteed for 25 years. And in many cases, we even do taste tests where people prefer food that's 32 years old versus brand new freeze-dried food. It all holds up that well.
That really is amazing to think that food could actually last for 32 years.
Well, look at the advancements we've had in technology from the dial-up phone to the smartphone. And there's been major advancements in food technology as well that allows us to do a better job at the process, allows more foods to be done, so there's greater variety. It's not when this technology first came about in the military, so these are by no means your grandfather's MREs or C-rations. This is really fresh, delicious food that is just preserved for you, using technology to be there for you for emergencies and anytime you want or need it.
And so you can either get the little pouches, but they're much more expensive. You're better off to get the number 10 tins if you can afford it, and just then you can keep those for, you know, indefinitely till they're opened. And then, of course, what do they do? Last a couple of weeks, 2 to 4 weeks after they've been opened? How long will they last once they've been opened?
Once they've been opened, you can probably get up to a month out of them. You know, if you're feeding a few people, then that's not going to be a problem at all. And I got to tell you, sometimes I'm a single dad, just me and my little boy. Sometimes we open up a can or a pouch easily and just get after it. It tastes so good, you just smell right through the stuff. So if you haven't had freeze-dried food, I invite you to try it, because it really is delicious and will most likely top your expectations. It really is that delicious. And so you can check out all the things we have at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or if you prefer to talk to a live human being who will talk to you in English and answer the phone, you can reach one of our expert food consultants by calling 866-404-3663-866-404-FOOD.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Thomas, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And basically, of course, it's the whole idea is making your preparations now, and I certainly hope you don't need it. But basically, of course, you will sleep a lot better knowing that you are much better prepared. Unfortunately, most people really want to keep putting things off. Most people really don't believe that even if Israel did attack Iran, it would have any impact on America. And I would hope that it wouldn't. But of course, the information that we're getting from other sources is that there really would be. And so all we can do is make the preparations and hope and pray nothing happens. But far better off to be prepared and have nothing happen than to not be prepared and have a disastrous effect happen, because then you just be like everybody else in the community, running frantically and wondering what you're going to do, running to the grocery store, trying to do everything you can, and within probably a very, very few hours, why certainly the other shelves would be empty. And I'm sure you have heard about this happening, haven't you, Thomas?
Yes, sir. In fact, on a good day, supermarkets carry about 3 days' worth of supply. And when a crisis is coming, such as this classic nor'easter on the East Coast, then the shelves get bare in a hurry. When a crisis happens, they will definitely clean out. One of the things you find in disasters all over the world is that the desperate people who don't have anything, they are the first ones who feel like, okay, chaos has set in. I can do looting. I can do whatever I want. Or, you know, the state of the law takes a big hit when disasters happen. Electricity is out and so forth. But you would be prepared. And we even have other units such as a family first responders kit that we came out with in September that just basically helps people with not only the food that they could use, but a water filter, a fire starter, things that you could use for a real emergency. And, you know, I think you're right, Stan, when you talk that there's a lot of people that just don't get it or they keep putting it off. But we are seeing signs that more people are paying attention to the world around them. More people are realizing, as you talk, it's not a matter of if, but when. And so we're seeing more women get involved in an active emergency preparedness plan. And we're seeing younger people, too. Our demographics are getting younger. It's not just the older people who have gray around the temples like I do. It's younger people as low as, you know, even under 25 who are starting to get the point that you need to be prepared.
Far better be prepared and not need it than not to be prepared and do need it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, what about the meats? What are the meats that you have?
Well, right now, for example, with it being Thanksgiving week, we've been running our first time with this, a freeze-dried feast. And what it is, you know, you look at the feast we're about to have all over America on Thursday, and what this is a chance for you to have a Thanksgiving feast anytime you may want or need it. It's a couple cans of turkey tetrazzini, some freeze-dried green beans, dehydrated potatoes, dehydrated sweet potatoes, and a freeze-dried raspberry crumble. So we've put this together with the understanding that, boy, if when the emergency happens, imagine how great that would be for a family to be able to have the pleasure and the confidence and the comfort of an easy-to-make Thanksgiving meal on that day. Talk about making the day for yourself and your family. You certainly would with this.
Okay, hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, because if you have a question, give us a call. Otherwise, it'll be open line for the last half of the program.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Stan, this is the last segment. We'll be doing open lines after we get done here. But if you do have a question for Thomas, the number to call is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Thomas was saying they actually have a cream beef, and I assume that's sliced beef that they have in some sort of a cream sauce, and all you have to do then is simply add water to it. What other forms do you have the various types of meat available in?
There's ground beef, diced chicken, diced beef. There's, as I mentioned, a variety unit that you could get a number of different things. The other thing that I'd like to point out is, you know, we're having more and more people today across America having dietary issues, and gluten-free foods we are finding are in great demand. And we have a line of certified gluten-free foods, and that's something that is hard to find. You know, the FDA just put in some new measures that are saying everybody has to follow the same rules, because so many companies have been circling around the truth by using different words. So now everybody's got to use the same words on gluten-free packaging, but you know, we've got stuff that we know is going to be fine for our customers who do have the gluten intolerance. So I'd like to mention that as a solution for a lot of folks, too.
Well, now, is gluten have to do with MSG, monosodium glutamate, or is that something different?
Gluten has to do with a reaction and intolerance to grains such as wheat and rye. People who just have dietary issues get sick, just feel really terrible if they eat foods that have those ingredients. So there's an array of foods that we have, from chili to pasta Alfredo, pancakes, soups, rice pilaf, all kinds of foods along those lines. And they're, once again, they're their premium foods for people. So you know, there's it's a growing industry, and that means a better variety, better competition. It's in the end, it's good for the customers, and we love having listeners from Radio Liberty because these are people who are educated, or perhaps, Stan, you help to educate about the need to be preparedness, and they've heard me, or they've heard the freeze dry guy always say to people, when you do start a preparedness plan, make sure you store what you eat, because you're going to be eating what you store.
Well, I'm going to give you one more chance to get out the telephone number, and then we'll let you go. How can people get in touch with you?
Okay, you can speak to one of our expert food consultants with no obligation, no commitment, no hard sell at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or you can chat with us online, or just look around yourself at freezedryguy.com.
Okay, very good. I'm going to let you go. Thanks very much, and we'll be talking to you again next month.
Happy Thanksgiving, Stan, and to all your listeners.
God bless. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Lines. And I certainly will talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Of course, I'm rather concerned about what's going on in the Middle East. And certainly we're talking about a lot of other things over here. But this is so vitally important, because if indeed Israel does attack Iran, and Iran certainly is to retaliate against Israel, there is a very excellent chance that they would retaliate against the United States. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, of course, everything in that part of the world has changed in this last 4 to 6 weeks. And it's the most amazing thing. Certainly, America has been strongly aligned with Saudi Arabia and the Sunni countries over there, going back to the end of the Second World War, 50 years. And suddenly, within just a couple of weeks, all the alignments are changing. Saudi Arabia is drawing closer, actually to Israel of all things, drawing closer to Russia, trying to get a certain contract with Russia. And basically, of course, we're seeing what's going on over there. And in Syria, where we killed over 120,000 people. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've killed them, with civilians, 120,000. There is no revolution in Syria. These are paid mercenaries, paid predominantly by the United States, with some help from Saudi Arabia and certainly from the other Sunni countries there. But of course, the United States has been putting up the vast majority of the money, arming, and certainly the financing of these professional mercenaries who've gone in there and killed 120,000 innocent people. And what do we say? Oh, it's Assad has killed all those people. Ladies and gentlemen, if we weren't financing a revolution, and we weren't financing the mercenaries, nobody would be dying. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about over the next half hour, and then we've got a great program at following. But right now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to talk about anything. But right now, I said I'm going to talk about what's going on over there in the Middle East, because, of course, it's really so tragic. And basically, if you look and see what's going on in Egypt. Now, the American government financed the overthrow of Mubarak, who'd been there going back for probably 30 years, to the time when Sadat was assassinated. And then Mubarak came in. We backed Mubarak all through the intervening years. And then, of course, we overthrew Mubarak, and we brought certainly this so-called democratically elected government into power. But it was a government under the Muslim Brotherhood, and they began immediately then to do away with the existing laws and democratic laws, and basically, of course, to have ever more power over every aspect of the lives of the Egyptian people. And the vast majority of the Egyptian people do not want a secular society there. I should say they do not want a religious society there. They don't want a Muslim or a country. They don't want a country under Sharia law. They want a stable government, but they do not want it to be under Sharia law. And because, of course, even though most of the people there are Muslims, they're not radical or Muslims. And so, basically, of course, when the army saw what was happening and that the government that we had installed was doing away with all of the democratic guarantees of individual freedom and centralizing power in government and imposing certainly the radical Islamic philosophy on the country, why the government military intervened with our help. So we basically overthrew Mubarak, and then we overthrew Mr. Morsi, and now we've installed the military there, and at least they have a stable country there. And of course, whether they'll have another democracy or whether they'll have elections, I don't know. Certainly when Mubarak was there, there were phony elections. Here was a guy who was getting 95-98% of the vote. You know very well the vote was rigged, but at least they had a stable country there, and the people were prospering, and the economic system was working. And now, of course, it's more or less chaos there in Egypt. And certainly the factions, the Muslim Brotherhood, is just certainly revolting against the fact that they have been thrown out of government by the military. And so you have a totally divided country. You didn't have this before, but you have it now because of American interference in the foreign policy and domestic policy of Egypt. And something very similar has happened over in Libya. Basically, of course, we've heard many, many figures of how many people have died. Basically, they will tell us on the internet about 30,000 people have died. We've talked to people from there, and basically it's about 100,000 people died. And we were behind this whole thing. The CIA was over there, and they got rid of Gaddafi. Now, I have to understand that Gaddafi certainly was a dictator, but he had the support of the people. He actually had the support of about 85% of the people over there. And Libya is run certainly by tribal governments, and certainly Gaddafi's tribe worked very well with the other tribes, and they had a prosperous country. Basically, this is a high level of oil production they have. They took part of the money that came from the oil production, and they gave it to all the people there. And so most people were getting $4,000 or $5,000 a year just from the government as their share of the oil. And basically, most people were very, very happy in Libya. They had a very prosperous country. And we went in and we toppled Gaddafi, in the name of democracy. And we brought in our revolutionaries. Ladies and gentlemen, we hired these mercenaries. And they went in and they overthrew Gaddafi and they tortured him to death. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we hired the people who tortured Gaddafi to death. And now, of course, Libya is in a state of total disarray. And basically, there's no centralized government. Government there, and everything's gone back to a tribal structure, and there's still violence all over the country. What a tragic situation. The same thing has happened, probably not quite as bad in Tunisia, but it certainly happened there. And then, of course, we have what's going on in Syria, where well over 120,000 civilians have been slaughtered. And what do we do? You pick up your newspaper and they say, Assad. Assad, the wicked ruler there in Syria, is slaughtering his own people, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody would be dying there if we weren't financing the mercenaries. And you have to understand that whether you like it or not, when your government does something and you don't speak out against it, then you become complicit and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And they've killed certainly over 120,000 innocent civilians in Syria. Millions certainly have fled their homes, about 2 million living as refugees in Syria, and another million to 1.5 million have actually fled the country into Jordan and Turkey. How would you feel in Lebanon, of course, as well? How would you feel if something happened here and you were forced to leave your home, which is the only way you could be safe? And yet this is what we financed over there. Are you concerned? Do you think God is going to bless America, a nation that does this sort of thing? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We'll be back in a moment. Dr. Stan, it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, Saudi Arabia now is certainly drawing away from the United States. Saudi Arabia has made arrangements with Israel, as far as we can determine, so that Israel will be able to use Saudi Arabia airfields, Saudi Arabia tanker planes, and other Saudi Arabian facilities in the coming attack on Iran. And this certainly is not something that's theoretical. If there is an attack on Iran, it will totally disrupt the entire stability of that part of the world. Certainly Iran, if they were smart, would not retaliate against Israel. But I fear that they will, and I fear that because of the attitude of the Shia Muslims, and the Shia Muslim really feels it's better to die in jihad or fighting for Allah. And so basically, I really fear that, and if you read what the people, the leaders of Iran are saying, they say that if they are attacked, they will attack the United States. They will attack the great Satan. They will actually, and if you go up on the internet, just go to your Google and type this in, Iran threatens to destroy the United States. Iran threatens to destroy the United States, or Iran threatens to attack the United States, and to listen to what their Minister of Defense is saying. He's talking about the total disruption of our country. Now, the only way they could possibly do that would be with an electromagnetic pulse attack. Certainly, I don't think they have enough bombs to bomb all of our major cities, but they only need one bomb. And basically, we've been hearing for the last year that Iran was 2 weeks away, from being able to build a nuclear weapon. You hear this week in, week out, week in, week out. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled. They figure you're not very smart. I mean, basically, you would think that if 2 weeks ago they heard that they could, had the capacity to have a nuclear weapon in 2 weeks, why 2 weeks has gone by, they could have the weapon now. But I believe they already have the weapons. I think they're holding off using them. I think that they do not want to destabilize that area. But if they are attacked, I believe that they will retaliate not only against Iran, but against the United States as well. And if you don't know what would happen with an EMP attack on America, you certainly should get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. Our 4, and then, of course, the DVD. We have an interview with, pardon me, a talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper, who actually was for 10 years in charge of American negotiations with the Soviet Union. That was during the Reagan years and the Bush administration. And Henry Cooper is a personal friend. And actually, he's one of the 4 people is actually interviewed on our 4-CD set. And I've talked to him. In fact, I think he's going to be with us tomorrow, as I recall, tomorrow, Wednesday. But basically, of course, he is very, very concerned about the very real threat to the United States from an electromagnetic pulse attack. And I've asked this, Henry, on several occasions, why have we not made any efforts to protect America? It'd be really, really simply a couple of $100 million. I mean, remember, we give a couple of $1 billion every year to Pakistan for $2 billion. Well, actually, for a couple of $100 million, we could protect all of our major cities. For $2 billion, we could protect our entire electronic grid system from the danger of an EMP attack. And there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to block that at every turn, and it doesn't make sense. And I've asked Ambassador Cooper a number of times, I've said, Henry, why aren't we doing what is logical? And he said, Stan, I've been trying to figure this out for years. I can't figure out now. Henry Cooper actually heads an organization known as High Frontier. High Frontier, you can go up on your search engine, go to their website. I'd suggest you actually subscribe. It doesn't cost anything. You can get their weekly analysis of what's going on. And basically, they've been putting this out for a number of years. Of course, the function of the group is to try to get America to defend itself against the threat of an EMP attack, to install those various types of barriers with the relays or breakers. I don't know how it works, but they know how. Certainly, Israel has protected itself from the threat of an EMP attack. Russia and China have put in the barriers, and we could do it very easily. And even though Congress in 2010 voted unanimously, and that is every Democrat, every Republican, every independent in the House of Representatives voted unanimously to install the system by which an EMP attack could not take down our grid. It has been blocked. It was blocked in 2010, 2011, 2012, has again been blocked this year, and it doesn't make sense. I mean, faced with something that could totally disrupt the infrastructure of this country and turn off our electricity, so it would be like that television program called Revolution, or like we were back in the 1850s. Why aren't we doing what's logical? And as I say, I've asked Henry Cooper on a number of occasions, Ambassador Cooper on a number of occasions, why haven't we not do what's logical? And his answer is always the same, Stan, I can't figure it out. Doesn't make sense. Well, I have my own ideas what it's all about, but our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'd love to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment? What would you like to talk about? Give us a call.
Let us swear allegiance. For a land so fair,
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to hear what your question are, whatever you'd like to talk about. But basically, of course, as we look and see what's unfolding over there in the Middle East, so much of it doesn't make sense. Now, basically, we do have Cheryl Hancock. And Cheryl Hancock is an investigative reporter. She's over there. And yeah, suddenly keeps in constant contact with us, telling us what's happening in Israel. And certainly she's our guest here on the first Thursday of every month, the second hour, 9 o'clock. She'll be with us, this week, but let's see, next week she'll be with us. Under any circumstances, Cheryl says that the United States is pulling its naval units, most of its naval units, out of the Mediterranean, out of the Persian Gulf. You're not hearing about this, but we've had five or six aircraft carriers over there, aircraft carrier groups. Remember, of course, the aircraft carrier never goes by itself. It always certainly has destroyers and submarines and other supply ships with it. But, of course, apparently we're pulling those out of the Mediterranean. We're pulling them out, certainly, of the Persian Gulf. Russia is taking and bringing their one or two aircraft carriers to the base, and they have a base in Syria. So we're giving them free access to that base in Syria. And we're pulling our naval forces back from that part of the world. And you're not hearing about this in regular channels. This is the problem. So much of what's really going on in the world, you're not going to hear about through regular channels. And well, I mean, basically, because they focus our attention on all of the wrong things, because the media in America is controlled by six major corporations that all fit into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's open lines. But basically, of course, the six major corporations that control the media. First of all, AOL, Time Warner, they've split up, but they still work very closely together. And then Bertelsmann, which is a German corporation. Viacom, which controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, suddenly Comcast and basically bought NBC from GE, but basically Comcast and another similar organization, and then, of course, Fox News, which controls major papers in all countries throughout the world. It controls the Wall Street Journal. It controls major radio stations and television stations across America. It is the Fox News Network. And these six major corporations play a game. They give you the idea you're getting both sides of the issue, and you're really not. Fox pretends to be conservative, and some of the things they put out are true, but they're never going to tell you that six major corporations control over 60% of the financial assets in America through the banking industry, and six major corporations control both the conservative and liberal aspects of our media. And it's because of this, of course, that they're able to largely control how the American people think and what they believe. And the only way you're going to really understand what's going on is to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. And then, of course, we have a great book called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly, written by a professor, a liberal professor, but the medium. And you'll certainly want to get The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. And he's retired now. I've tried to talk to him, get him on the program, but he really doesn't want to talk publicly. But we've talked to him off the air. He believes that what he says in his book, and I do as well. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment. Give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here, and we have Bob Fletcher with us this next hour. But right now is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd sure love to hear from you, because we do need your help and your support so we can maintain our network of radio stations across America, where we are heard 5 hours a day, and probably more than any other newscaster. And basically, because we do this because we want you to understand what is really going on. You're not going to get the truth from the controlled media. And remember those six corporations that control the media? If you'd like to get that book we talked about, it's called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly. And we recommend it to you. The book is very well done. We also, of course, recommend you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to really understand what's going on, why, of course, we recommend you get Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Professor Quigley was a left-wing college professor who went to England following World War II to try to analyze the part that the royalty played in controlling and running England and how influential they were with Parliament. And, of course, he became friends with Lord Alfred Zimmern, and Lord Zimmern eventually told Professor Quigley about the secret society that he had been part of. And, of course, he made Professor Quigley promise he would never utilize his name because he realized that they would kill him. But basically, he told Professor Quigley the whole background of certainly of the secret society that controlled England, and certainly in the 1940s. And he had been a member of the organization, certainly during the First World War, before the First World War. He dropped out about 1921 because he realized the hypocrisy. After all, during World War I, England was allied with France against Germany. And of course, in 1921, when the leaders of the secret society wanted to align England with Germany against France, and he felt that was totally uncalled for. But anyway, of course, Professor Zimmern gave Professor Quigley the entire background, certainly of the secret society, which certainly in 1919 created in England the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and in the United States, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is located at 5080 68th Street in New York City, at the Harold Pratt House. And these two organizations, one Chatham House, the other Harold Pratt House, controlled both England and the United States. And they were, of course, using the governments of those respective countries to bring about a world government. and basically compress it quickly. It goes into the background of World War One, the Boer War, World War Two, and suddenly you'll find out information you'll never get elsewhere about the close working relationship between suddenly the counts between the United States and the Nazis in Germany, and basically how we were working with the Nazis. You must understand that nothing you've been taught in your history books is true. The book is Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. The companion book is the Anglo-American Establishment. Or you can get the Brotherhood of, pardon me, the Tragedy and Hope Special, which is the Tragedy and Hope, the Anglo-American Establishment, and an interview with Professor Quigley you'll never hear elsewhere. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the Tragedy and Hope Special. We just got a call from somebody in Australia who ordered that today. And basically, I hear, listen to a radio program over in Australia that, given our address and telephone number, if you wanted to get the book, so we're actually shipping it over to Australia. It's going to cost almost as much to ship it as the Tragedy and Hope and the Anglo-American Establishment and the interview on CD together. But it is available through Radio Liberty. We suggest you get that. And then we have a 4-CD set on the secret government, another 4 sets on secret societies. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you really believe what you are told about, oh, my goodness, how, you know, we go to the polls every 4 years and we vote for the candidate of our choice. No, we vote for the candidate of their choice. Two other important books. Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies. Of course, they're used copies, but we do have it. And then David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544.
Brand new, first time in the air. Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher, who's sort of an investigative reporter. Certainly, he got started in this back in 1980 when he was running a toy company and manufacturing toys and shipping them all over the country. And some fellow came to him and told him, my goodness, we can make a lot more money if we ship your toys all over the world, and I'll come in, I'll put up a lot of money, and we'll start shipping your toys, and certainly all throughout the world. And Bob foolishly went into business with this man, not understanding that he was a CIA asset. They were going to use his toy company to ship weapons to the Contras in Nicaragua. But that's another story. But right tonight, Bob is going to tell us about some of the things going on today, because he's been at this ever since the early 1980s and has a wealth of information. We've met and worked with many of the same people. And hi, Bob Fletcher. How are we doing?
Hi. How are you doing, Stan?
I'm doing just fine. Well, tell us, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, of course, I'm keeping track of, since I've been finishing up the DVD we've been working on, the expose on connecting all the dots with government corruption, the theft of trillions of dollars, the vanishing of the gold out of Fort Knox, and of course all of our cash just kind of vanished in large piles, so to speak, from all over government, different government operations for so many years. And had gotten into the real big numbers, and I started looking into it very seriously a few years ago, and been working on a new expose, so to speak, to put together all the dots to show everybody exactly what's going on, why the money's disappearing, and all of that. And basically, that is that the elite bad guys at the highest level had finally verified for themselves sufficiently to become extremely concerned with incoming external galactic problems. And basically what it is the return of what is considered to be the 10th planet, this planet Nibiru, which is heading in, coming back on this huge 3,000-year orbit. It's been talked about and investigated and chased and followed and everything for many, many years. It's always been debated because it was so far out. It was hard to verify whether it really existed. But apparently what took place... hold on a second.
Well, basically, Chris, this is a contested issue. Certainly, Bob believes that there is a planet X. And
oops, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. That was my fault here.
Okay, go ahead.
What apparently took place was a few years back, they verified sufficiently that that this planet X was headed back in and would come close to reasonably close to Earth. It doesn't have to get very close, actually, because it's so large and it is so disruptive in our solar system. It's so big and carries so much junk behind it and has magnetics and the gravitational pull of it because of its size would disrupt everything as it comes back in. And it has started to do that now. And that's what the new DVD is about. And I show all of the connections going back and all the variables involved, science of this thing, the astronomy science of it, the financials,
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Bob is saying that the elite who run the world, and as he acknowledges that there is an elite who run the world, and I know there is because I've been to the headquarters at Chatham House in London, and certainly at the Harold Pratt House here in New York City at 58th and 68th Street, and certainly they've been working to bring about this world government for a long period of time, probably 50, 60, 70 years. But then, of course, Bob certainly commented on this talk that Ronald Reagan gave. And was that certainly before the United Nations? Where did he give that talk?
Yes, sir. Right on the floor of the United Nations.
And basically, what did Ronald Reagan say? And this was what? Is this the beginning or the end of his time in the White House?
Well, it was 1983.
1983. So this was during his first term in office.
Right.
What did he say?
And basically, what he said almost was he was talking, of course, and had the Russians and everybody there. In the UN, it was a giant, one of their major meetings of all world leadership. And he said, I wonder how it would be on Earth here if and how we would all come together as one group if, in fact, we realized that Earth was being threatened by an alien. I'm trying to think of the terminology, but basically it was by an alien threat from outer space or something like that was his reference. So it was rather clear, and he was not joking. And, of course, you know, they showed
basically
the
basically, he wasn't really talking about aliens, was he? He was
about
some sort of a foreign threat.
And I'm not positive, to be honest with you. I think that he did not mean it in terms of alien entities. I don't think he was talking about that. But he used the word alien threat. From outer space, and if all the world, how we would come together and forget our differences on Earth and come together as a, you know, standing side by side, so to speak. And, of course, nobody knew what he meant by that. Matter of fact, he had completely gone off of the written speech that was prepared for him. He just kind of threw that in on his own. And it was interesting. If I'm not mistaken, it's about 1983. And it was a few years later that I became, a federal witness involved with the Contra investigations in like 87. But I was it was one of those things where people were looking at each other, you know, like even the Russian leadership at that time, they were kind of looking at each other like, what in the world is he talking about? You know, like he was kind of really lost some of his marbles or something. But I mean, you could see the astonishment on a lot of faces, and that was basically was what is he talking about? And, of course, then he went on about everything else, and that was the end of it. But that period of time, I have found out now, was when they pretty much had a realization at the very highest level of scientific, astronomical exploration and all, that this planet did exist, it was coming back in. And like I say, of course, people have debated it for years and years, and you had good proof, evidence that it was. Fella back in the 60s, the head of what was actually the Naval Observatory, the chief astronomer, had looked for this thing for about 10, 15 years and had, in fact, come up with the realization also back in the 60s that this did exist. And he got with other people and said, you know, I think that it had happened, that it was on its way back in. And a short time later, before he even had a chance to complete his final report, he was he came down with one of these instant cancers and died right away. It was the same cancer like that the fellow Ruby had come down with after shooting Oswald. Ruby was in prison. He told them, they got to get me out of here because I'm never going to be able to tell you what's really going on because they're going to kill me. And a couple weeks later, they found out he had this cancer, and he was dead in a short period of time also. So it's kind of it's what I call the Central Intelligence Cancer Program. But to get back to the realization that this planet is real, and it's coming back through, and what it has done now, already it has done an awful lot of damage. It's already affecting things throughout the solar system. Now, we don't realize commonly how really sensitive the solar system is. When there's it's just kind of average day-to-day things going on, and there's comets and meteorites and meteors and different things going on, and planets developing and planets disappearing and turning into stars, turning into black holes and all of these things. That's kind of run-of-the-mill. But if there is any major interruption or activity that takes place within, let's say, a solar system like our own or the immediate galaxies that we're involved with, it doesn't take much. It's like the human body. It does not take much. If we get just a sore toe on your whole body, it will affect your whole system. And when you get a bad headache, it affects everything you do. And that's the way the entire solar system and space functions. So what has happened is Nibiru, which is about five times the size of Earth, is what it's been calculated in terms of mass, has 5 to 7 moons of its own floating, flying around it, just like all moons do around a primary planet. And it has its own orbit, which is extraordinarily long and extended way out past Pluto, and then comes way back in again. And just like Halley's Comet, that comes back around like on a 75-year cycle, this particular planet is on like a 3,000-year orbit, and it will be swinging back through. And what has happened, it's crashed quite a while back. It had punched through some groups of actually what they call the Oort cloud, and it punched its way through, which is filled with what is literally trillions of small meteorites, planetary space junk, asteroids, and things of that sort. And when it crashed through that, it kicked out unknown numbers of meteorites, comets, and meteor material that in like 360 degree directions, but in all directions 360 degrees. In other words, if you're talking about a basketball, you're talking about going out. If you drew 360 lines around a basketball, this thing would have crashed through and sent space debris off in every possible direction, like a room full of bowling pins. And if you threw a bowling ball into the middle of it, it would knock those pins off in every multiple of directions. And that's what it has done. So that's in terms of way out there in outer space in our solar system. So now what we're getting is what really is sort of the first of this increase in meteors, an increase in solar activity. We're having changes in the temperatures and the atmosphere of all the planets from the Pluto coming in. They're all heating up and warming up a little bit. We are now experiencing on Earth already all sorts of increases in strange activity on the face of the earth.
Well, now, is this really a valid thing, Bob? Is it simply, we hear about our storms, and but we've always had storms. Is there anything unusual about the pattern of storms and hurricanes and typhoons and these things?
Sure, absolutely, there is. We're talking about, first off, for example, it's also affecting the solar flare situation, the sun. It's already affecting the sun. Solar flares, they have an 11-year cycle where they go up and down. But this one cycle now that we're in the middle of, the 11th year on now, it's according to the people that keep track of that on a regular basis, this is like the worst activity, the most activity we've had in 1,000 years of the sun as going back, as far as they can potentially project.
But are we really having? My understanding was it was getting a lot worse, and then in the last couple of months, it had actually decreased in activity.
Well, of course, it's decreasing and increasing. It's doing this variable thing in and out. They've had these extraordinary situations, like entire sections of the sun that have that appear to have a hole in them that's as big as 25% of the side of the sun, and then it regenerates. But we are having much more in total, many, many more EMP, solar ejections of mass particles from the surface of the earth.
Well, I know that they had some terrible ones on the far side of the sun. They said this was about 2 months ago. Just massive sunspots there.
But see, the bottom line with that is, we're like in a shooting gallery, and I'm going to quote. That's a quote of that fellow that does an awful lot of television. The astronomer who's he has an Oriental background. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he does a lot of television. And what he said, and I agree with it. We're like in a shooting gallery, and it's like running across the backside of a shooting range. And if you get hit, you get hit. And if you don't, you were lucky. And we've been lucky. And the direction of the sun and as the relationship of Earth facing it, it's just a matter of when this solar energy blasts across our orbit, if we happen to be there, we're in trouble. And if we happen to go like a few months back, we missed one solar ejection that had it hit us, it would have wiped out all the electrical power on the entire face of the earth.
Hold that thought.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply talking about the solar flare. And a major solar flare would certainly knock out our electric system for 10 to 20 years. 10 to 20 years and everything, whether it's our computers, whether it's our satellites, our communications, or certainly almost every aspect of our lives, certainly from our cell phones to our certainly laptop computers, to basically the banking system, everything is tied into electronics. And if it were to be knocked out, why, we would certainly be thrown back to the way we were in the 1850s. Now, basically, this is all described in a government report. It's called the Congressional Commission. Certainly on the Congressional Commission on the Threat of an EMP Attack 2008. And you can get this off the internet. It's 180 pages. I've read it. Congressional Commission on the Threat of an EMP Attack 2008. You can purchase this from us if you'd like to, but you can get it off the internet. You need to read it. And basically what it's describing is the total end of the civilization we live in, and it would take somewhere between, many, many years before we would have a return to the civilized society we have today. And you say, well, I mean, that's ridiculous. And, well, it's not ridiculous. This study was done by about eight PhDs, and it was suddenly accepted by Congress, and it was the basis of the fact that in the year 2010, every congressman, Republican, every Democrat, every independent, all voted unanimously for a resolution to address the issue and to straighten out our electronic system. It couldn't happen, and that has been blocked. And because here's the amazing thing, is I've talked to Henry Cooper, who leads the battle in Washington, D.C., Ambassador Henry Cooper, a personal friend, of about 10 years or more. And Ambassador Cooper, I always ask him, Henry, why are they blocking efforts to protect us from this catastrophic event? And Henry's response is always the same. Stan, I just don't know.
Right.
Go right ahead, Bob.
And here's the point, and follow up on what you're saying. A couple of years after that, I believe in 2011 or 2010, in that period of time, they regenerated the and the astronomers sat down with the Congress at that point again and said it would only take a few million dollars. When I say few million, actually I think it was a couple hundred million dollars, but they steal more than that on a good afternoon, so it's actually small numbers, so to speak. And they went back again and they said, time is running out. We have to do this. We have to spend this money to insulate, basically change things and insulate and protect all of this equipment, or at least half of it, so that we would not be just totally wiped out. And you're right. See, they still, even though everybody on the one hand appears to look like, oh, yeah, we need to do that, they have not seen a single penny. They really haven't seen any serious money at all to try and make the corrections. Okay, so then you say, well, why would they do that? Well, I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to tell any of the senators and the congressmen that can't quite figure out what's going on, and that is the ones that are on the highest level of the inside, the people that have the complete understanding, these are the guys that realize that that would just be a waste of money. And the reason I say that is because it's what they're not talking about, and that is this Planet X Nibiru coming back through. They are positive it's returning. They are taking every dollar they can, putting it into holes in the ground. They are digging and have dug and have completed multitudes and multitudes of underground facilities for the wealthiest, most elite personalities in, you know, actually on Earth, because this is a worldwide thing. So they're doing it in China for themselves. They're doing it in Russia for themselves. And they are building and creating the hideouts so that when the final curtain looks like it's within an X period of time, they're going to all disappear. And we're not even going to know where they are. And they're going to be down underground. And it's just waving goodbye and shutting the doors behind in these large underground facilities. Now, I wanted to mention a few things before we run out of time. I just want to make sure I get get it out there. An awful lot of bizarre things have been going on in the last couple of weeks. One thing is there is an increase in earthquakes and volcanoes that had not existed in terms of being very active for a long time are starting to do small rumblings. Some of them are actually erupting. And they just discovered recently a brand new one that was at the, I think it's at the, and I have to look, it's either North or South Pole, that is starting to bumble. And we're having these take place all over.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply saying that there seems to be a lot of activity here. Major activity, certainly. Major volcanic activity in Antarctica, the South Pole. And basically, certainly, he says that the ice in the North Pole seems to be melting. There's tremendous increased activity in Mount Etna, the volcano there. And increased, certainly, volcanic activity and earthquakes in Yellowstone, much more than we've seen before. Would that be a fair estimate, Bob?
Right. And the point is that, and in what they call swarms of smaller volcanic and earthquake activity in Yellowstone. Now, that's very scary because, as everybody knows, or I think everybody knows, Yellowstone has the largest caldera or largest single body as a potential an earth-ending kind of a volcano. If it blows, which it did, I guess, you know, whatever, a million years ago or something like that, but if it blows, it's the equivalent of, like, all of the atomic bombs of Russia and the United States going off simultaneously. You know, it's that horrendous in terms of its potential. It is called the biggest possible earthquake, I guess, on the face of the earth. If that thing goes, you know, it's goodbye to everything. We're talking way back again to the days of cavemen, if something like that should go. But my point is that all of these things are now happening in a short period of time. Let's say in 5 years, 4 years, all of these outrageous activities. And it is my belief and the belief of many other people and scientists and what have you, that it is the effect being felt by this Nibiru starting to re-enter into a closer proximity to the inner core of our solar system. Now, unto itself, excuse me, can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I got problems here, I had a disconnect, but okay, the situation now, also I believe that this comet Ison, which we've been following, that came in and came across a couple of weeks ago, it came across near Mars, fairly close to Mars. Now, when I say fairly close, again, we're talking space distances, so what would be multi-millions of miles, but it's considered to be fairly close. And what took place is something very peculiar.
Now, this is something different than Planet X, right?
Excuse me? Now, yeah, well, here's the point. This Planet X is the reason that so many of these meteors and comets, like Ison, have been kicked out across, like I said, in a million directions at one time. In other words, this is like the leading edge of difficulties being caused by Nibiru, Planet X. And it has pushed this, this is one of a multitude of comets and meteors thrown out in a million directions. This Ison has come in past, zipped past Mars, and for some unknown reason, which they can't even figure out yet exactly what took place, It caused it caused volcanoes and quakes on Mars. And for the first time, Mars is covered in a haze, almost like a tremendous, like a fog, like in Los Angeles on a bad afternoon. It's covered in what they call a coma, C-O-M-A, and that is when the when dust and debris and junk is so profuse in the atmosphere around the planet that it becomes a hazy ball instead of a clearly defined planet. And for some reason, this comet Ison, when it passed Mars, it caused that to take place. So now it's crossed, coming in the first time and closer to us, this Ison. It's going to be going around the sun and coming back out if it lives. In other words, depending on a lot of comets, when they go close to the sun, they get burned up or whatever, and so they don't come back around from the other side. But they're anticipating that this will go around the sun and will return and cross our orbit again, the Earth's orbit, around December 21st or 2nd, and it will cross again very close to us.
Will it have any effect on what's going on?
Well, see, this is what nobody knows, because for the first time they watched it go by Mars, and it did have an effect. It had this extraordinary effect of generating these earthquakes and volcanoes. The volcanoes on the face of Mars, a single volcano that they keep track of up there, is about the size of all of Colorado or Wyoming. That's how big it is. So we're, you know, and again, of course, you know, it's different size, different planet, but that's the size we're talking about. And apparently this, for some reason, they haven't figured it out, this comet that zipped past Mars and it caused that. Whether it was some kind of an electrical thing, a magnetic impulse, or whatever it was, they don't know, and so they genuinely do not know what's going to happen when it comes crossing us very close around December 21 through the 23rd, around that period of time. If it survives, in other words, if it swings around too close to the sun, then it ends up just being sucked into the sun or burned up, They're not anticipating that. They are expecting it to clear the sun, go around, and come back through. Now, the other day, about 4 days ago, for some reason, the Space Administration launched 29 satellites on a single day, simultaneously. They put 29 satellites up in to orbit without, at the same time. Now, that's pretty strange. That has never, ever happened before. We've never done anything like that. They have, mixed answers to the question as to what's going on with that. But as we know, what they might tell us and what may be the truth is usually a pretty wide separation between the two. So we don't know. We have no idea exactly what was going on with that. Now, to top it off additionally, they also had put out three or four special satellites, what they call a swarm of satellites, to study the magnetic field of the Earth. They went up on, I believe it was November 25th, so it's just a couple days ago. There were three of them to satellite, what they call a satellite triplet. Three of them go up together, they split apart and go off and coordinate their studies of the magnetic field around the globe. And this is where we get back to what I talked about earlier. The magnetic field that protects us on a regular basis from serious solar flares has been weakening and changing and having holes developed in it for about 5 or 10 years now. They're seriously worried about trying to get a good understanding of where what the status is on that particular protective shield that we have on a regular basis. So all of a sudden here within the same week, this is separate from the other 29 satellites that they put up on one afternoon. Those satellites, by the way, went up out of Virginia, which, of course, is where all the CIA operations and all that is. For some unusual reason, the 29 satellites went up from that area, from the Virginia area. So it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of crazy things going on.
Well, Bob, now basically, when will we get the full impact of Planet X, assuming it's coming in?
Well, okay. All right. Let's do it this way. Let's kind of take first things first. Hopefully, we'll get by this ice on comet situation. They really don't know. Could turn out to just be no big deal. Could turn out to be an interesting light flashing across the sky on the 20th, 21st, 23rd, or whatever it is. They'll have an exact date. They probably have it already now, but that's the period of time we're talking about it going back out.
Okay, now basically, where would people find this on the internet? Is there a specific site to go to?
Oh, yeah, you can. The best place is to just go up and you can internet. Just put in comet ice on update information. If you just put that on Google. Comet ISON, ISON, update information, and maybe put the date in if you know, that would be a good idea, today's date or the day that you do it. Put that in and find out what the latest status is on it. Now, here's the only problem. See, we had this situation, as you and I know, from chasing these guys for so long, these crooked characters out of Washington, that you may not get the straight skinny anyhow on this thing. You may not be able to get an honest declaration as to what's going on. But that's your best source right now, and that would be to go up and put ice on in and just see. Nobody's really going to know what's going to happen until Christmas Day. And what I mean by that is that if by the 24th or the 25th or so, if we don't have a bunch of volcanoes taking off, blasting up, and earthquakes and things of that going on, well, then we know we dodged the bullet, so to speak. By the 25th or 26th of December, if we've got 25 volcanoes taking off all at the same time, well, then we know we're in trouble, and we know it's directly related to this ISON. Now, once that's gone, and let's assume for the best, let's say nothing happens about its travel and starts heading back out in the outer space. The next thing we have to just keep tabs on is what's going on with the Nibiru, the Planet X. That's the second problem. Some of the first problems will be reactions of potential solar flares. With this thing causing a disruption in the sun. Now, there's discussion with astronomers and scientists in that community now, very seriously talking about something else that's taking place, and I believe it's all associated to this Nibiru, but that is the movement of the poles. The poles are moving, period. It's not something that's made up or artificial at all. The North Pole is moving, period. They're talking about the possibility of the poles shifting. They're also talking about the pole shifting of the moon itself. And that's in scientific community conversation right now, too. And then the last of it is the shifting of the poles of the sun, and that's something else. All of this simultaneously being concerns of very high-level scientific community, the shifting of the sun.
So, and basically, Bob, would this be manifested in hair by storms, or would this be manifested by volcanic eruptions? Would this be manifested by earthquakes, or all of these things?
All of the above, unfortunately. In other words, if it, see, in terms of as this thing starts, obviously, if it affects more directly, if it affects the sun, then solar flares are going to be the first problem. And again, we worry about that because we, in just plain simple terms, we worry about losing all of the electricity, period, and for some unknown period of time. It's a matter of, one or two big blasts from the sun, we're going to be in the dark. So the next couple of months is the question of, well, how bad is it and how long are we going to be in the dark? And I think that the solar flares will be one of the earlier problems. Although, all of a sudden, literally in the last couple of weeks, I'm looking at, and I keep track of it on a daily basis, I'm looking at this increase in volcanic activity. Now, whether that's this crazy little comet, which doesn't make sense, but it did it to Mars. You know, I mean, it did it a couple of weeks ago to Mars. Now, what it did, we don't know. Nobody seems to understand. Again, whether it was electrical, it's certainly not gravitational because it's too small. But there was some kind of an interference that took place that actually, unless you think it happened coincidentally, you know, we're talking about 100 years of watching Mars through a telescope and never having what we now have with a coma of dust surrounding it from volcanic activity.
Bob, is any of the major leaders of our country, any of the people of power elite, talking about the danger? Has anybody besides Janet Napolitano, and we've talked about her remarks, yes, but anybody else besides Janet really mentioned anything that they were facing a major cyber event?
As far as I know, there's not very many people at all. There are people, and they're also being very elusive. You know, again, they talk about, well, if this happens, when it happens, it's going to happen. The only people, some of the people are a few of the astronomers, hey, we're way, way, way past overdue an awful lot of these unbelievable activities. It doesn't take much at all to cause tremendous destruction. But if you talk about I guess the best thing would be with that the meteor that came in to Russia back then. It's been about 9-10 months now, but that meteor that crashed in, and it was a perfect example. One thing was that had it hit the Earth in Russia in a more direct manner, it would have been the equivalent of like 200 atomic bombs. And people, you know, it happened to come in on a slight angle. And by the way, they said that the energy expelled on that was the equivalent of maybe 5 or 10 atomic bombs, as it was. But the other example with that is that there was a second meteor that came in. There was a second meteor. One came by us. We knew about the one that hit Russia. We totally missed. We didn't even see it because it was coming from the direction of the sun. And it comes so quick that by the time they recognized anybody saw anything, it was, don't even pick up the telephone.
Is there a conscious effort to conceal this information from the American people, in your opinion?
Excuse me?
Is there a conscious effort to conceal
it? Oh, yeah, sure.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan Bob. Certainly Bob Fletcher's going to have his DVD. It's a three-hour DVD available next week. Bob, you want to get your address or telephone number out so people know how to reach you? And, of course, we'll let you know out there in the audience when this is available. Go ahead.
Right. And it's Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's the box, Bob Fletcher, Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, in 83803. It's going to be $24.95. It's a double disc, and it's amazingly long, and it's because I covered everything and roped it all together so that I could connect all the dots from every single side on this thing. Should have been out a year ago, and I absolutely have had people hack into my machines, into my computers, disrupt me, and mess this thing up so profusely that I've had three different computers in and out trying to finish this thing.
If anybody else had told me that besides Bob, I wouldn't believe him, but I've heard the same story from other people who've been researching the same thing. Quickly, let's go to Sarah. Sarah, do you have a quick question for Bob? We're out of time.
Yes, I do. My question is it a good investment to get one of these solar devices, solar panels, or would these solar flares just destroy them? It will do away with our electricity. I'm wondering, what is there something we can do?
Okay, what about getting solar flares, okay, solar panels, if you generate your own electricity?
Well, to be honest with you, and this sounds terrible, I wouldn't bother with it. I really wouldn't. If the major flare comes across, it'll fry so much, you're not going to be able to do anything with the electricity in your house anyhow. So, it would be that bad.
Okay, we're going to have to go because we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling, Sarah. And Bob, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you on. And I'm looking forward to seeing a copy of that as soon as it's available.
Okay, sure will. Thank
God bless.
You.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed Bob Fletcher. We've actually heard very, very similar stories from Marshall Masters and who's actually been working on the same thing. And basically, of course, we have the statement made by Janet Napolitano. You'll find it on page 5 of her farewell speech to the Office of Homeland Security. That was on the 27th of August, and this is what she said. Our country will at some time experience a major cyber event that will have a severe effect on our lives, our economy, and every aspect of our existence. And those are her exact words. I've tried to track her down, asking her what she meant. Certainly she will not give an explanation. She will not do a radio interview, will not discuss what she meant. But she talked about a major cyber event that is coming. And, of course, it will have certainly a severe effect on our lives, our economy, and every aspect of society. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when we need to remind you that my ministry of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the audience and you're in a position to help financially, we'd love to hear from you. Quite frankly, we need your help to be able to maintain our network of programs all across America, and we have certainly this evening program that's heard on about 10 different stations, and then internet shortwave. Our afternoon program is heard certainly on shortwave as well as certainly on the on telephone. But it's all expensive. You're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you, of course, to tell others about our program, to encourage them to listen, to begin to find out what's going on, to understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't gotten the information on the threat of an EMP attack, why, of course, we have a 4-CD set, and we also have a DVD. We'll be putting together a 4-CD set on Planet X. You can order it. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty. 544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful for a land of
show 25 November already. 2013, it is Monday. You're in the right place, and we're so glad to have you begin the week with us. Hope you are warm. Oh, my goodness. And I hope you're not going to be traveling aboard an airplane going anywhere this week. Sounds like it's going to be bad weather. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of traffic and a lot of headaches for people that are traveling. I hope you're driving. And I hope that the weather is not too bad. It's wonderful to go and be with family. It's wonderful to be able to take this time of year and celebrate. However, I don't know if you want to go through what you get at the airport or not. But, you know, I think it'll be a shock to many people that don't travel very often. And they just kind of go once a year or once every 5 years on an aircraft. I think they're going to be kind of surprised. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed it every single minute. You know, even myself, I kept thinking now every minute I need to be doing something, enjoying something, or, you know, at least if I'm not doing anything and I'm taking downtime, I need to justify why I'm doing that. Because the time that we have is so valuable, whether it's a weekday or weekend, it is so valuable. And we're so grateful for the blessings that we have. We have a program today. Now, in this second hour, we're going to talk about a huge Black Friday sale coming up on food, storable food, 50% off. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it when Susan Lewis sent me the information on the sale. It is incredible. It is really a good sale. Even some meat products, 50% off. So if you've been wanting to take advantage of getting that, I would say this would be the time. I don't know that I've ever seen it this low. So just wait till you hear Susan at 8 a.m. Central or 8 after 8 Central time today. Then at 9 o'clock, we are so pleased to have Arne Gundersen join us. Arne Gundersen is the U.S. expert on the nuclear power industry. He and his wife are both whistleblowers. They've been doing this for years, and they are very well respected